And I'm here. Rebecca is here. Ellen is here. Beanne is here. Leslie is excused. She could not make it. And we're not going to wait on, but Brian and Chris should be on their way. And we have Forrest Wynn, W-Y-N-N, representing the legislative office, who's doing the recording. Have you received the copy of the minutes of June? Mm-hmm. And do you have any additions or corrections to them?
Not that I could tell.
Will you move them?
I shall move that it be accepted.
Ellen moved, and I will second. And on favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. And so they'll be posted without draft. Right, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Good. We're almost done. Before it comes to he's not telling
the truth.
By the way, I hope nobody has to go through main court area.
What do they mean?
What?
There's a dead body on the ground.
Where?
Main and court. They got it all cordoned off.
Okay. That's a great way to start a meeting.
Wow.
All right, Chris is here now. Dead body.
Bad news here.
Should be fresh too, otherwise it would have been spotted before.
As I was pulling it, the cops were all coming and no one was working on them, so.
So what is this Board of Ethics talk about?
I don't know, there was no other car there.
Some macabre group.
All right, we called the meeting to order and we approved the minutes. The email updates, we got two interesting things. One is we had a request for an investigation, which we got before Chris and I did it, so we'll be able to respond to that. But also, we got another request from the same person to get the information that the individual filed with us. Not filed with us. We had a request, but we didn't have a request. We got information from someone that we took a look at that had to do with what they had said was inadvertent use of county property. And on the basis of that, we were doing the interviews. We have a FOIL request asking for what that person submitted to us. And it's a little confusing to me because our practice has been that we have confidentiality both for the person making any request and for the person who's the object of it. And in terms of communications, there's lots of where there's opinions that are asked. And they have a different level of expectation of privacy than, for instance, our financial disclosures would be. But I don't understand it too much. So I wanted Chris, Chris's rules of order, who is the one who drafted our rules and regulations, to take a look and see what we should do with that request. It is possible, I assume, to have somebody waive whatever they have, but I just don't know. And I'm not sure it's something we can do right now at the moment, since I didn't have a chance to look much at the rules and regulations. But to let you know that there are those two. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer, obviously, but that doesn't quite seem right. I mean, that you would make public the interaction that says between a complaint and a response or anything that goes
well,
on. But how is that public information? I mean, maybe our final thing might be.
There's a whole bunch of rules and regulations we have that have to do with inquiries, have to do with results,
mm-hmm.
have to do with what and when and how and if we do those things. But I didn't want to, plus these came in a little later and I couldn't tease them out enough. And although I communicated, I think we didn't talk about it at all. I think I sent you a note over the weekend when you weren't working.
I was out of town.
Oh, it's even better.
It's you who did so.
Well, I was out of town too, so all of these things are late. The principle was that somebody should be able to make a complaint without being revealed as making the complaint. It's kind of a whistleblower notion, mm-hmm. that there ought to be protections against that. The other is that the object of the complaint ought to have some privacy, because certainly until there's a finding, there isn't anything there.
Right,
and
right.
So those are different ways. Frequently what happens is that, or not frequently, half of the time, particularly during political seasons, those are done, but they're also done in the newspaper. So although we may do some protections, the struggle is out there in the public, and that's what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So I'm passing on, and I will speak with Chris afterwards. No, that's not it. Where's the other one? The oil one. This one. You might want to take this, and this is the one I think you already had.
Oh, you okay.
And that's a follow-up. So basically, somebody either read our minutes or listened to our recordings and said, I want a copy of what that communication was. So it would be nice to find out what we do, what the parameters of what we do are. So I'm passing that on to Chris for some determination, which if it's straightforward, we'll just follow what it is. If it requires any decision on the part of the board, we'll have a part of our meeting, we'll deal with that. There was also another request that I could not open. I also sent it to you, but I couldn't. I couldn't open it on my computer, and I couldn't forward it because it was too large of a file. So I wrote to them and said, I'm unable to open the attachment. Can you resend it directly to me in another format so I can open it? If the file is especially large, can you break it into smaller files? Please understand we're still reviewing annual financial disclosures and the effort takes most of our time. I'll respond at the earliest possible time. So I can't, I don't know what's in there.
Okay. And I was able to open it on my phone. It was multiple pages, but I don't know.
Okay, I could not. So we'll, and it's supposed to go to me, so we'll figure it out. You can't send it to me because I can't open it.
Right.
Okay, so it may, if I had the, I'm assuming if it's a large file, it also has to do with that same issue that we're dealing with. Okay, so I will wait on that one. Welcome, Ellen. This is not unusual. Okay? Patience. We have a procedure.
Real,
we follow it straight. We are neither rushed nor delayed by other interests.
All right.
Yeah, that will be done. Okay? There are no other updates to the website, I think. In terms of the FOIL request, I told you about that the person wants a copy of the communication from the county employee to the board, who talked about their use of a letterhead or piece of paper. In terms of other communications, I spoke at length with Leslie. I think last time we mentioned, there was a question about the Buffalo and Erie County Workforce Investment Board, and do we have jurisdiction, and should they file disclosure? And her determination was that it is outside of our purview. It is not a county board. It is a board that's set up through other kinds of laws, even though the county has the right to make appointments to it. It is not in fact a county board. Whether they have disclosures, whether they have any of those things, I have no idea, nor is it really our issue. So. We will not be asking for disclosures from them. We did have an inquiry about it, and so I'll be able to respond and say it's outside of our purview. In terms of old business, Chris and I had a follow-up with the person who had made the inquiry, and I think I sent you out what this was. Basically, the conclusion is, I'm getting there. I'm really getting there. Is that there was a violation that occurred, but recognized as unintentional matter for which no further action would be taken, and you'd be given the background on that. So that's our recommendation. Do you concur on that? You do? Okay, so the board concurs on that.
So now just tell me, so does this get communicated to the...
That's what we're going to find out.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Is that there are different things in different circumstances.
Well, this would be communicated to the original.
Well, that's one of the questions, is that I'm not confident. It may be very clear, but I'm not sure I know. I rely on the drafter to help figure that one out, whether the complainant has a right to know that the issue was investigated, or has a right to know the conclusions of the investigation, or
what's
neither.
Been true in the past? I mean, have you given the results?
Only we have not followed up with anyone with a complaint except when the issue became public, when it was a public issue. So, for instance, there were lots of accusations about Sheriff Howard, and every one we got was also in the newspaper, and his response was in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whatever we responded to in the newspaper, we sent to the complainant. That's the only one that I recall.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever been asked for.
No.
Oh, really?
You understand the issue of the reasons why people complain.
Yes.
Some of it is to find out the resolution, and some of it is to make their complaints be dealt with by a third party. Mm-hmm. And their issue is that somebody take a look at it, whether or not they know or not. Mm-hmm. And that position has some integrity. So let's figure it out, and we will follow whatever our practices say. Okay. The data on our financial disclosures, after we adjourn, we have two to review. I sent you out a notice rather than to deal with them. We won't deal with them next to the meeting. We reviewed 343. Although we were asked for a re-review on two of them. We did follow-ups on 41, which was a little larger because anything that you and Brian flagged as new people, we followed up. In the following years, you may have a better sense of how to resolve some things.
So you said 343?
343, 41 follow-ups, 4 letters were sent out. These are letters which said, be careful that your role on the board doesn't conflict with your role as a county, whatever it is. There may be more letters than that, and we have 2 that are outstanding. Pretty straightforward, just not able to connect with the person. One I'm just not sure of, but I think, I don't know what this group that the person had provided legal advice to and how it relates to their job, and they've been difficult to contact, so that'll be a letter to follow up asking for them.
Good morning.
Brian,
sorry.
No, Brian is here.
I'm out in the country, and when the bridge was out, I had to go way, way around. It's like, really, I never even...
At least you didn't come across a dead body in the court.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris did.
I heard there's something.
Mangum Court.
Where?
Mangum Court. They've got it all blocked off.
I heard
this tape and everything else, yeah.
So, of the 2 that are outstanding, We're gonna have to send letters because the phone calls just haven't done it, and I think they'll be pretty clear. What is kind of an interesting issue where somebody is the spouse of someone who got tickets as part of their normal job and invited their spouse to go with them. So it's not the other way around where someone receives it and asks their spouse to go if they were the spouse. But we'll get it clarified when we finally find it. That's all. So there are only two outstanding, and depending on our review at the end of the meeting today, we may have other letters. But it's pretty good.
And a lot of the, I suspect, because I have a rather large number of people who just simply didn't answer the questions.
Most of them.
And it was just a finish.
Most of them were missed questions, missed categories, or missed pages. Van did most of the follow-up on that. To let you know the practice, what we did is, over 5 hours the other day, we went through, made calls, got them returned, most of them, and we're able to check off what it was, and then I will enter on to the original disclosure what the result is per phone discussion on such and such a date with my initials on it. And the people appreciated the call rather than having to exchange letters. But we're down to two, and I'm going to have to send the letters out. I don't think either one is serious, but I'm tired of making phone calls. Yeah.
So, should I modify mine?
No, we gave you.
Yeah, sure.
We gave you a pass on not remembering.
We saw that one.
Not remembering how old your children were. So,
one was three, one was four. Yeah. We were trying to figure out how on twins you could do that.
You know, one was three pounds, one was four when they were born. So I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you missed it. Okay. The other issues that I had originally said we would deal with are really reviews of disclosures that we'll deal afterwards, after our meeting is adjourned. I do have another kind of a question that came up. Our disclosures are retrospective. So in 2019, we asked them about 2018. We have a number of people who are retired, and because they served even a single day, they report in 2019 what happened in 2018. And then what we do, and we've particularly done it through legislators who have the largest potential of conflict because they vote on allocations to particular areas. And we regularly send out letters to people who may own a property that's inspected by the state or receive other kind of monies through a service or own a restaurant that's reviewed by, we just say, you know, be careful about this and you should declare this interest to the clerk and recuse yourself. We sent that letter to somebody who is no longer with the county, a legislator with the county. It has no meaning, but we sent it anyway. And I spoke with the person and said, by the way, you're gonna get a letter. It essentially says, be careful in the future. Well, there's no future. But rather than, it's just a puzzle. I don't think we mind doing it. Deanne's the one who sends the letter anyway. But it is the problem in a retrospective review.
But that's all you know, unless you can tell the future.
No, they say. Now, the only reason that it becomes an interesting kind of issue is, remember, our ethical code, in terms of gifts, for instance, but I'm not sure in terms of this other, says you can't accept things that are either intended to reward you for past decisions or influence your future ones. So the notion of past decisions implies that there is a longer reach than the time that somebody's tenure, because one could reasonably reward somebody after they're off the job. And it's just it's an interesting issue. And rather than suffer with it by myself, I thought I would do a small lesson on the complexity of retrospective disclosures.
I think it's a good idea to send the letter out. I think Because then everyone who meets that criteria gets it. And should they get, you know, a lot of times, even the people retired, they are the ones chosen for boards or whatever. And so I think that puts it out there so that they, you know, they realize that the next time, you know, that there's, you know, what they have to deal with. So, you know, if we were sending out thousands of them, that would be different. But I think for the few that we do, I think that's a good idea.
And the end does it.
Stay more consistent.
As a courtesy, I wanted to tell the person that they'd be receiving a letter so it doesn't get all convoluted. So, oh, by the way. So that was an interesting one. Brian, I'm assuming there is no progress on identifying any of the other
questions. Well, I guess my, I have a letter, or an email going out, is I had talked with, like Ellen had emailed, and then they asked, had said that she really wouldn't be able to get to it until after the primary was over. So I kind of held off, so I'm sending it to her. But I guess my question is, there are a couple of them that I think we have enough information to send.
Okay.
So, two questions. Is that going to go out in my name?
You can.
Okay. Because I don't care.
Please.
And then the second one
is...
We
have them returned here.
Because this is kind of new and they're kind of different than, say, candidates, at one point we had set a date, but that has passed.
2 weeks.
All right.
We normally give 2 weeks from receipt of the letter, or the date of the letter, for them to get it in.
Okay. And I think, so we went over the letter I had given before, if that's okay, then I'll start. So what I'll do is, I guess, send it to you to be put on, you know, letter.
Okay.
No problem.
Now, related to that, we do not have a single person review these. So either we would do them at an August meeting, or if we do not have an August meeting, I will ask somebody to come in with me to review.
Well, and I think part of it's going to depend on whether we get a positive answer. So if people say they don't meet their criteria,
well,
then
we've got a couple of others that have to come. There's one other that has to come in anyway. I just don't want to be in a position of having only one person review a disclosure,
right,
at least in the presence. That's
right.
That's not okay. So. That would be good if you can take care of that. So you've got a couple of send out. In addition, Vianne has identified a person who did not submit their disclosure when they were running in primaries. And so the notice will go out to them today, and we give them 2 weeks. They're on the ballot, and we will receive that one.
Did they get the notice before?
I don't know. Did we didn't send out a notice to the board. But did the board send out a notice?
No.
Did the board send out a notice? Did we have a copy of a notice that the election board sent to
a colony?
Okay. That makes a difference.
It'd be helpful if they could give us a list of who they sent notices to. One would think they would have such a list.
The the issue is we are now trying to improve our practice, which we've identified as having a weakness in notification to people who are candidates either in primaries or for elected office of the requirement that they file. And we'll get better at it. In some cases, and at least in a case that we dealt with before, the candidate did not know. We're not informed, and that was a reasonable position. We want to eliminate that so that they're all, even if it means double notice.
There is on the menu bars on the Board of Elections website, there's a running for office. I would like them to see on if they have to do this. They put our coming to us.
Will you talk with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they know they have to do it, and they click on it. It just means multiple points.
If they will add it to running for office,
also an individualized,
and just say you're required to file financial disclosure. And
you're
a county official. You're a county official. It's not the judicial. Although it's hotter out there than it is here. So Vianna's going to deal with that one. So there may be a couple of them to review. but I will just send a note out and say, can someone come in at a particular time, and someone will come in, okay? Unless we defer them, unless we have an August meeting, which we'll defer. So I gave you the results of the follow-ups. It was, I want to thank Vianne, the enormous amount of work that was done, and also the recorded and the followed up, and it was really well organized, so thank you. We have, at the end of this, we'll review some disclosures. We frequently do not have a meeting in August because the disclosure session is done and the election session hasn't started yet. We do have a couple of outstanding FOILs. If they can be, most of them are pro forma. We know what to do with information that's requested. It doesn't require a meeting or approval. If there is no outstanding agenda that requires board action, I would recommend that we not have the August meeting and instead have our September meeting scheduled, with the understanding that should there be issues that come up, that I will call that meeting in August. So how are you with that?
So moved.
Second, third, fourth.
That was a quick one. Okay. So we'll cancel this unless it's requested. And so our next meeting would not be August 5th. It would be September.
The first one's Labor Day, I think, right?
No, yeah, we're delayed.
We don't do
that.
Right.
So we do, it's, it would be September 9th, 2019. And also, although it was noted that my first draft of the agenda did not say public comments, we added that. And Forrest is the only one in the public. Did you have any comments?
I have no comments.
Okay, so there's nothing there.
Can I just ask, this agenda then isn't on the website at all?
No, what happens is the agenda is posted on the website, and that's really a draft. And
but then, I thought we didn't ever put anybody's
Wait. When I send out information for the meeting, I merge some of the information onto the agenda for you so you'll know what's what. That's not the public agenda.
I see.
The public agenda is what Forrest had, which says A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay? So, and that's an understanding. An agenda published ahead of time is subject to change, but the others, for our information, I add some details which the public would may or may not hear when if they're at the meeting. If you think I shouldn't do that, I will not do that anymore. But I found that it prepares you for the meetings.
Oh, right. No, I just...
Yes, that's...
Didn't know what was on the list.
Well, yeah, those are good questions. Both you and Brian have made me answer and think about things that we always done that way. So that's a big help. Is there any other outstanding business you want to deal with before we adjourn? And deal with it? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Draft Kennedy, all in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned through the rest of the summer, but we're now going to take a look at some disclosures. Thank you, Forrest.